We are so excited to welcome here on Connect FM our first program from Trinity Chapel Church in Dubois. We have Charlene Lauver, the pastor there at Trinity Chapel Church, and we are just pleased to be able to start this program this morning. Good morning, Charlene.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm so happy to be here. This is Good Friday morning, City of Dubois and surrounding communities. Good morning to you. I want to welcome you to This Is My Story. How did I get here? This is my story. First, allow me to begin with a request. My only request is that you would agree to allow your heart to be enlarged, challenged, healed, transformed by the renewing of your mind. I pray we will all be changed into the likeness of Christ. Oh Lord, that we would have ears to hear your voice. First, allow me to begin with a quote. God does not call the qualified. He qualifies the called. I have heard this quote many a times with a kind of lighthearted attitude towards it, until I heard the Lord leading me to go on the radio. It was at this moment I began to feel the weight of this quote. I was given an assignment, and I was pretty sure I was not qualified for such a call. I wrestled for weeks questioning God. Are you sure? You see, I've always believed that I was the one who was the chosen one to be the foolish, to confound the wise. When I checked for the scripture to back up this quote, you will never believe, or maybe you will. The appointed scripture for this quote is 1 Corinthians 27 and 29. It is written, "But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, that no flesh should glory in his presence." I chuckled. Yes, that is me. I began to share my vision with my church, and so my journey begins. I was scrolling on Facebook when a movie premiered. The title, The Power of the Airwaves. Storyline, the journey of a young man believing God was calling him to turn to radio to get his message out. The Gospel Minute. I thought to myself, really, God? Your timing amazes me. Like the young man, I too was struggling and trying to find my way. Secondly, I was concerned for the financing of radio time. It was no more than a day following the encouragement of the movie that I ran into a friend who was a minister. I shared with her my financial concerns for the cost of airtime. She went on to say she felt certain God would provide my needs and not to worry, but to keep trusting God. She also stated that God would lay on one's heart to come to me and give a love offering for the radio ministry. The next morning, yes, God is amazing. I was on the phone and looked out on my deck only to see a type of picture, a vase on my porch. I proceeded to check it out, only to find a piece of paper rolled up inside the vase. It was a check for $50, given to me by a friend I hadn't seen in quite a while. Nor did she know about my radio ministry. The next day, she knocked on the door to see if I had retrieved the vase with her check inside. She shared that as she was on her daily walk, she heard the Lord speak to her to share a love offering with me In spite of not knowing its purpose, she chose to be obedient to follow God's word. My heart was overwhelmed, as I know she had very little. Yet she was the one God used to show his mighty hand. If there is anything I have learned along my journey with my Lord, it is this: when he calls, he makes a way. It is written in Deuteronomy 31:8, "And the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. So do not fear. Do not fear or be dismayed." God is so good. Let us pray. Dear Lord, you are writing the pages of my life with a stroke of your hand. Let me be remembered as one after your own heart. May I die to the flesh and yield to the Spirit's leading in my life. Amen. After much prayer, I yielded to the call and began to seek the Lord for guidance on what I was to share. On this past Sunday evening, I began to watch the series of The Chosen. In this series, Jesus was preparing his first sermon, which we all know as the Sermon on the Mount. There was a line Jesus spoke that grabbed my heart that I want to share with you today. Jesus said he was preparing a manifesto that would be revolutionary, a radical shift that would change the world. His words burned in my heart as I listened. "That is my heart too," I said to myself. I realized I now have the language to put it into words. I desire with my whole heart to influence the world for good. First to my family, my friends, my neighbors, my city, my country, and the nations, with a radical shift. A shift that connects us in unity because of our diversity. We become so much more. All who are listening, you make me so much more because of you. I see you in the grocery stores, the restaurants, businesses, in our churches, our schools, and neighborhoods. You are beautiful, gifted, and chosen for a purpose. Jeremiah 1:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." God invites us into his plan, encouraging one another, holding each other up, walking alongside one another, and carrying one another if need be. Love is what overcomes the world. Romans 8:35 and 39 says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, or any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. It is this love that sustains us to the very end of all things. Let us abide in love, joy, peace, mercy, grace, kindness, gentleness, goodness, and faithfulness to have its way in our daily lives. Let this be the news of the day, a day we choose to see good in those we encounter and to share our heart of love towards all. We need a radical shift in our world now. Let us turn our faces towards one another and speak life. Let us see one another through God's eyes and stand in wonder of all whom He has created. The world is in the midst of a struggle and is weighing us down with its division and strife. Rise up, all you beautiful people, and take hold of your world and let it begin with you. Give up your wounds for the gift of healing. Give up your pain and find comfort. Give up your worry and find peace. Give up your prison of your broken past and step into your present and dream of your future. Give up your emptiness and find God, the author and finisher of your life. He holds you in the palm of His hand, and He calls you by name. You are the apple of His eye. He sees you. He is your refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. He is our strong tower, our place of safety. You are not alone. He is your rescuer from yourself. I do not speak the clarion call, rise up, as words as though they are written in a self-help book, but rather I speak this to be my truth. I know rejection. I know abuse. I know loneliness and a wanting to let go of my life. I also know victory, and I carry a new name. I am the wounded healer, for God has taken my hard story and turned it around to be my courage and strength to stand in the hardest of places. Jesus took my broken world and made it a divine reversal. What was meant to break me has made me more. I was once a victim, but now I am victorious in Christ Jesus. For it is written in Psalm 61, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified." Find God, and you will know who you truly are. You are not defined by your situation, what others think or say about you. You are not defined by your mistakes. You are defined by God, beautifully and wonderfully made, extraordinary. In fact, you are a miracle. Once we take the step of believing this truth, we will in turn offer that same healing into the world around us. Be a world changer. Be a builder of hope and tear down the stronghold of hopelessness. Carry with you this promise. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. May our hearts be enlarged this day as I end with my manifesto, my radical shift, through the words of St. Francis of Assisi. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, and it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. I will close by saying, if I told you my story, you would hear hope that wouldn't let go. And if I told you my story, you would hear love that never gave up. And if I told you my story, you would hear life, but it wasn't mine. If I should speak, then let it be of the grace that is greater than all my sin. Of when justice was served and where mercy wins. Of the kindness of Jesus that draws me in. Oh, to tell you my story is to tell of him. If I told you my story, you would hear victory over the enemy. And if I told you my story, you would hear freedom that was won for me. And if I told you my story, you would hear life overcome the grave. If I should speak, then let it be of the grace that is greater than all my sin, of when justice was served and where mercy wins, of the kindness of Jesus that draws me in. Oh, to tell you my story is to tell of him. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. For the grace that is greater than all my sin, of when justice was served and when mercy wins, of the kindness of Jesus that draws me in. Oh, to tell you my story is to tell of him. Lyrics by Big Daddy Wave.
How beautiful. I love that. How beautiful is that? And what a fantastic start to our program here. Charlene, can I ask you, if somebody who is listening, if their heart has maybe changed a little bit after hearing, and maybe they felt even that little inkling in their soul of, wow, this feels really good. Mm-hmm. Where do they go? You know, what next?
What next? For me, the next was to find that very comment that I had made, that God comes to rescue us from ourselves. And that is the most important thing. We need to sit down and begin to rediscover who we truly are meant to be. We can do that both by coming into community with other believers. We can do that in the quiet of our prayer. There are many, many ways in which we can enlarge on that. We can become involved in a Bible study where we get to understand how others feel and how they are broken and how they came through. I have found that testimonies are the one thing that has encouraged me and built me up and strengthened me. And I began to grow in ways I never knew. I also began to discover things that were hidden in me, things that were locked away because of the pain and the sorrow that was in my very heart and soul. And for that person who wants to find a new beginning, now is the time. Find it. Be rescued from yourself and become a victorious, conquering, mighty warrior of God.
Incredible. Well, thank you so much for just starting this show with us here on Connect FM and for sharing those beautiful words. If someone wants to keep this conversation going, if maybe they want to start that at Trinity Chapel Church, where do they find you?
We are at Scribner. That's 106 West Scribner Avenue. And we have an opportunity to welcome you into a Bible study, into church service at 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings. Our Bible study is at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings. We also gather at the church every Wednesday at 5 o'clock just to sit in the quiet and in the prayer time with the one who knows our hearts best, and that is our Lord and Savior, Jesus.
And what if somebody thinks to themselves, I'm not a church person? Are they still welcome?
Oh my goodness, absolutely. We would love to have anyone who would like to sit down with us and share their story, and maybe ours will give them that encouragement to grow.
Incredible. Thank you again for starting us off on that beautiful note and many, many more amazing stories to come. So thank you again for just putting that forward into our world and into our city.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And many blessings.
Thank you. And that is Pastor Charlene Lauver from Trinity Chapel Church here in Dubois. This is my story.